Thank you, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
There is a great and mighty army yesterday. The walls of darkness tremble. Jesus Christ is the King. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's a great and mighty army yesterday. Oh, shout, shout the victory. Our enemies have been defeated. Oh, shout, shout the victory. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. There is a great and mighty army in Seattle. The works of darkness and bold. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's a great and mighty army. He's here to be. Oh, shout, shout a victory. Our enemies have been defeated. Oh, shout, shout a victory. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Lambham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God. God has anointed me and ordained me the prophet Elijah of this generation. And God is going to declare his word today, and his word is going to go forth and bring freedom to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, everyone on this planet Earth. Freedom. Jesus gave you freedom on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. And so we are not fighting for freedom. We got freedom from God. God has given us freedom. Jesus has given us freedom. Jesus has given you freedom. Nobody's going to hold you down in slavery. Nobody's going to hold you down in oppression. No one is going to hold you down to be their servant. No, 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 no. Those days are gone. Jesus has given us freedom. Freedom from dominance, from political oppressors, freedom from dictators, freedom from selfish and greedy presidents who want to oppress you all your life. Jesus has given you freedom. Everyone all over the world, yeah, yeah, the word of the Lord. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, over 2,000 years ago on Calvary's tree, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. By his stripes, you were healed. He is your deliverer. He gave you freedom on the cross of Calvary. Nobody is going to seize your freedom from you. Freedom is given to you by God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today we're going to be talking about freedom. And I tell you, God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We don't know our left from our right. A lot of people are ignorant. And this is why the devil keeps them in perpetual bondage. But I thank God that the word of God has made it clear. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus is the Word of God. This Word of God sets us free from every power of darkness, from every oppression and depression and obsession of the enemy. Jesus is the Word of God who has come to set us free. The devil wants to hold people in bondage. The devil wants to hold people in fear. The devil wants to hold people under oppression, you know, suppression and obsession. The devil wants to hold people down. Slavery has ended. Rakabasa. Slavery ended long time ago. Slavery ended. Slave trade ended long time ago. But guess what? Human being does not want slave trade to end. They want to have slaves. They want to have servants. They want to have people. They want to sit on their head. They want to put people in bondage. They want to hold them down to slavery. God has set his people free. Pharaoh could not hold them down. Pharaoh. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, from verse 7 to 9. God said, I have come to deliver my people from 430 years. 430 years of Egyptian captivity, Egyptian slavery. God said, I have come down to deliver my people. I have come down to grant them freedom from Egypt. Freedom from Pharaoh. Freedom from oppression. Freedom from slave trade, from slavery. Freedom has come. Moses, get up and get these people out of this place to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. They have freedom. They are not slaves no more. Pharaoh, you don't have right over these people. You got to let them go. Pharaoh said, over his dead body, these people are not going anywhere. Pharaoh, you said that these people should not go. You will be God, Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, 8, and 9. God said, I have come to give freedom to my people. I've heard their cry. I've heard their torment. I've heard what they are going through. I've seen it myself. Me, God, I have come from heaven to planet Earth. I have come to give deliverance, freedom to my people. And you, Pharaoh, you have the right to say that these people are not going for freedom. No. There's going to be a fight. No. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody. Let me sing it in my language. You said that these people should not go free to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. Then the fight is me and you. Oh, yes. I want to thank God for Zelensky and the president of Ukraine. I thank God for President Joe Biden and all the NATO presidents. I tell you, God is using you mightily. And God's going to bless all of you. Yes. Because you are doing the work of God on earth. You are helping people to get their freedom. Freedom. You are helping them. That's the work of God. Helping people to get their freedom. Yes. Pharaoh, the fight is between God and you. So Pharaoh, get ready. We are going to fight. You can fight God. Come and fight God. Let us see how you are going to do it. Pharaoh want to fight God. Some people think they can fight God. You know? They have been doing it today. Not be Putin did that. He was in Russia jet and his jet bombers and he fight God. You can't fight God. Mm-mm. You can fight God and win. God said the people are free. The people are liberated. They have freedom. And then you are saying that there is no freedom. Then you will fight God. And when you begin to fight God, know that you are digging your grave beneath your feet. People have done it before. And we know how they ended. We know how they ended. Saddam Hussein, oh, he did all these things. Oh, Mama Gaddafi, oh, all of them. Idi Amin of Uganda, Sese Seku Thaw of Zaire. Hey, not to name General Sani Abacha of Nigeria and so many others. They can't fight God. You can never fight. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. We know how it will end. We know how this thing is going to end. We are going to laugh. We are going to laugh. Who laughs last will laugh best. You may be appearing to be willing to be doing and pushing. When God will begin to act, Pharaoh confessed. He said, this is the finger of God. Pharaoh confessed. When the Red Sea swallowed Pharaoh and his army, Pharaoh, you and your army, now Red Sea can't swallow like this. Pharaoh and his army, they were caught up in the Red Sea. They could not move again. When I not move again, they could have moved now. Pharaoh and his army, they were drowned. Every one of them drowned in the Red Sea. That God is still alive today. He's going to drown our enemies. God is going to drown your enemies. God is going to drown your enemies. Those who said you will not go free, God is drowning them already. Those who said you will not be free, God is drowning them already. Those who said there is no freedom for you, God is drowning them already. In the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't create anybody. You didn't own anybody. What do you own? The earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. Psalm 24 verse 1. He said the earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. Everything in this world belongs to God. It doesn't belong to you. People don't understand. What do you own? Okay, did you create any human being? You did not create any human being. Why will you hold them down and say they must be your slaves? They must be your servant. They must follow you. Hey, you must become Russians. All of you must become Russians. Who told you that? Where did you get that from? Eh? You didn't create, you create is a country of its own. Please, mind your business. Operation let them go free. You know, there is freedom for everyone. Freedom for every boy, every girl, every man, every woman. The United States, you see today, they didn't just get freedom. They fought for it and got it. But who is that person who wants to keep people in perpetual bondage? Who is that government? Who is that governor, that head of state? Who is that president? Who is that pharaoh who wants to keep people as slaves and servants? You know, you want to keep, you didn't create any human being. Why are you holding people down? Holding them down for what? What are you holding them for? These people are on their own. Everybody is free. You are free to live anywhere. You are free to do your... Freedom is given by God. How dare you hold people into slavery? Has ended. The slave trade is over a long time ago. Don't bring it back again. Don't bring slavery. Don't bring slavery back. There is no slave on earth. Nobody is a slave on planet Earth. Don't do it. The people said, leave us alone. Let us go our way. You say, no, they must be your slaves. They must be your slaves. Even when they told you, we don't want to belong to you, you say, no, they must belong to you. Then you will find God. You will find the God who created them. You will find the Almighty God who created the universe, who created the earth. The Almighty God who created human beings to serve and worship him and love him. The Almighty God who owns the earth. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. God owns the earth and everything therein. How dare you say that this belongs to you? You know, who made you a ruler over us? Pharaoh, come and fight God. Come and fight God. And Pharaoh confessed with his own mouth. He said, this is the finger of God. I like that. Exodus. The people are going. Pharaoh said, make me now come back. Come and be my slave. Come and be my servant. Come and suffer under me. Come and suffer under me. Pharaoh was trying to get them back. The people went, God not set free. People went, God he don't call them to go their way. People went, God created, make them be on their own. Pharaoh, they make them come back. How did you come about that? You see, people are just joking. I call them joker. You know, when you play some cards, that card you play, this is a joker. Joking. You see, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Psalm 126 verse 1. Psalm 126 verse 1 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream. So God did not put them in captivity because there are two main captivity in the Bible. There was the Egyptian captivity that lasted for 430 years. And then there was the Babylonian Assyrian captivity under Nebuchadnezzar that lasted for 70 years. And all these captivities all ended. So God didn't even put them in the captivity. God himself was not even interested in they being in captivity. God is not interested. God didn't create you to be in captivity. No, God didn't create you to be a slave. You were not born to be a servant of somebody else. You were not born to be a slave of somebody else. No. It's freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See? Psalm 126, verse 7, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream. So God can come down from heaven and turn the captivity. Because that is what is really there. Psalm 126, verse 1. So God did not leave them in captivity because, you know, look at it. Psalm 126 verse 4. God himself came down from heaven and turned the captivity of Zion. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream. I started wondering. So God was not interested in the captivity. This captivity for 70 years, in Assyrian and Babylonian captivity. So God was not even interested in it. But God didn't put you there. God didn't say you are a captive. God didn't make you a captive. But Nebuchadnezzar said you are a captive. But the day God brought you out, where is Nebuchadnezzar? Where are they now? The Lord turned the captivity around. And then you said, no, there is no turning around. This captivity must not end. Because this is the spirit that is raging all over the world. This is Taiwan, and then this is China. Yes, we agree that Taiwan used to be part of China, but Taiwan has been on their own for some time now. Why don't we just let it go? China is not saying that Taiwan belongs to China, and so therefore, they must fight Taiwan to come back. You see, it's the same thing all over the whole place. The same, you know, somebody wants to take somebody into captivity. Another person wants to hold somebody else down as a slave. That is, it's a very bad spirit. In fact, the devil is the oppressor. Read through the Bible. Read through the Bible. You will find out that the oppressor is Satan himself. The oppressor is the word Jesus called him oppressor. He came to oppress. It is the spirit of oppression, the spirit of slavery and captivity. Ah, God is delivering his people, though. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is setting the captives free. Who the Son shall set free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is setting his people free. Jesus is setting his people free. God has set you free. You have freedom from God Almighty. Nobody can hold you down as a slave. Nobody. Look at Nigeria. Look at Nigeria. This is southern Nigeria. This is northern Nigeria. In 1914, Lord Lugard made a mistake. I will call it a mistake. He joined North and South together. For what reason? So that the South that has oil can take care of the North. Well, it's okay. But what is the result now? The result now is that the northern Nigeria believe that they own Nigeria, own southern Nigeria. They own the oil. They own the government, because the government of Nigeria now is, you know, you can even go and see the governor's family. You know, you just know that the whole thing is for northern Nigeria. The northern Nigeria have captivated the whole place. You know, this is the spirit of slavery, to the point where even Boko Haram and all these cattle rearer is able to go and tell you that this land is not your own. The cattle own the land. The cattle must graze. The cattle from the northern Nigeria, they must eat your cassava and eat your plantations and eat everything. You are no longer the owner of this southern Nigeria. They will tell you to your face. That is what's happening in Nigeria right now. So you see, the same spirit is going on. The spirit of oppression. Who told you that Nigeria oil belongs to you? The oil belongs to the whole country. NNPC, this is Shell, this is Chevron, this is Aji, this is, the oil belongs to the country. Why will you take everything from the South and carry it to the North, and then you leave the Southerners to be suffering, and then there is problem? You know, the same spirit, somebody trying to take over, another person trying to snatch, greed, selfishness, from whence come wars among you, the book of James chapter 4. From selfishness and greed, one person wants to own everything. Billionaire president. Why should the president, you have it's worth $200 billion, one president of a country. Where did he get it? It is oppression. They take the country's money and put it in their pocket. And that's why they are fighting everybody. You know, corrupt presidents, corrupt leaders, corrupt people. And all they do is fight people, kill them, take over their wealth, take over everything, and then they leave people in abject poverty. God is delivering his people. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is freedom for every boy, every girl, every man, every woman on planet Earth. There is freedom for you to be what God wants you to be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at what Adam would say. that I will send from nowhere. He said he wants to wait. From nowhere he came out, he said he owns Kuwait. Ah, Kuwait? Kuwait is another group of people. It's another people. The man said he owns Kuwait. Trouble don't start. We thought it was a joke. Before they know it, Saddam would say, I've already taken over the oil of Kuwait. He has already, you know, sent his troops there. He's already turning the whole of that place to become his own country again. Oh, what of Baghdad? What of Iran? Is that not your country again? It's your country. But what are you doing inside Kuwait? Who asked you to come to Kuwait? Saddam would say that he said Kuwait belonged to him. Oh, when did that start? When did Kuwait belong to you, Saddam Hussein? Where? You see, in the same spirit everywhere. And that was how the Gulf War started. And at the end of the day, Saddam Hussein had already committed war crime, killing everybody, killing his own people, gas people to death, He has already committed war crimes. And I thank God for the International Court. International Court, God bless you all. All of you are blessed by God. Please do your work. International Court has raised Saddam Hussein. And all the war crimes he committed were placed on the table. I thank God for International Court. God bless International Court. I like that. God will protect them and God will continue to use them to do the right thing. Saddam Hussein, these are the war crimes we have committed. And evidences were put on the table. All the evidences of all the things, all the war crimes, they were put on the table. And he was declared dead. Saddam Hussein, you have to die. The big man died woefully, died like a fowl, hung to death, killed and destroyed. That was the end of Saddam Hussein, the man who said he owned Kuwait. Go find God now. You say you own Kuwait? Kuwait now your own? Now you create Kuwait? Everything's done for Kuwait. Hey, I look at these people, I laugh. A president, you are supposed to take care of your country, see how you can help the people. Thank God for Joe Biden. You know, how you can help the people. You know, you can solve the people's problems, meet their needs, how the country can move forward and things like that. That is what a president should be doing. All of a sudden, you wake up and you start to kill the whole of Ukraine. You start to kill innocent people, innocent citizens, children. You are bombing children, killing children, killing everybody in Ukraine. You go to hospital and kill them. Go to schools and kill all of them. Bomb their school. Bomb elderly. Even children, little children. You carry missile and kill all of them. You are not going free. Oh, no. You are not going free. International Court, please make sure judgment comes down. Make sure what you did to Saddam Hussein is done to this very man that is causing confusion for the whole world. Please, International Court, please do what you did to Saddam Hussein. Do it to this man. He's a confusionist. He should die like Saddam Hussein. He has committed war crimes. He has killed innocent people. He has killed unarmed people. These are war crimes. International Court, please handle this man and do what you did to Saddam Hussein. Do it to him. Because if you don't step in, anybody is going to wake up tomorrow and then start repeating the same thing. Okay? If you keep quiet, China will wake up tomorrow morning and then they will say they are going to take over Taiwan. Because that is already on the pipeline. You know, and then they will keep on repeating the same thing, doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. What is all this for? Well, why this oppression? When God has set his people free, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can change it. When Jesus opens the door, nobody can close it. When Jesus delivered you, nobody can delete. When Jesus opened the door, nobody can close. Jesus said, you are free. You are free indeed. And then the devil wants to say, no, you are not free indeed. That devil will be destroyed. Yes, that Satan will be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, deliverance. And so you look at this scripture, it says Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captive, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus came to preach deliverance, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel of the poor, to preach deliverance to the captive. So Jesus was not interested in the captivity. Oh, yes, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captive. Yeah, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. So Jesus is not interested in the captivity. The captivity that somebody is trying to put on you, Jesus is not interested in it. God is not interested. Neither is the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty is freedom. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty is freedom. The Spirit of God is not interested in captivity. Jesus is not interested in captivity. Luke 4, 18 says Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captives. So Jesus was not interested in captivity. And then God himself, he said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like this. So which means God himself is not interested in captivity. So who is interested now? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Eh? The same God manifests itself as Father, Son, and the Spirit. These three, they are not interested in captivity. But a human being somewhere is wanting you to be captive. He wants you to be a slave, a servant. So he holds you down, holds you back. You know, they don't want you to fulfill your destiny. They don't want you to be who you want to be. They're holding you down. These are the works of the devil. Satan is the oppressor. And I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, whosoever they are, any man or woman on earth, whosoever you are, I don't care. Trying to put captivity in people, trying to hold them back, hold them down, trying to make them slaves and make them captives, today by the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus has liberated them. The Holy Ghost has liberated them. God the Father has liberated them. Yes, there is freedom. There is freedom from captivity. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has released the anointing of freedom. God has released freedom for everyone on earth. You are free and free indeed. To worship God in spirit and in truth. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Robosaya. Arabasandaria. Erekebuya. Imblondo, 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 imblondo. In Luke chapter 13. St. Luke Gospel chapter 13, verse 15. The daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 38 years. Luke chapter 13, verse 15. Jesus said, this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 38 years, Satan bound this woman for 38 years, and Jesus came to set her free. And some people were not happy with that. See, why do you heal on Sabbath day? Why do you deliver people on Sabbath day? Is that the issue? The issue is that somebody is under oppression. Somebody is bound. And it must be set free. Jesus has come to set her free. Luke chapter 13, verse 15. And then you, human being, you are able to say, no, Jesus, don't let me. Don't let her go free. Don't set her free. You see, devil, there are devils or demons. These people are satanic, trying to hold people in bondage. Eh? Jesus said, we are no longer in bondage. Jesus said, I am no longer in bondage. Jesus, we are no longer in bondage. Jesus said, you are no longer in bondage. Jesus says, I am no longer in. Jesus says, you are no longer in bondage. Jesus said, you are no longer in bondage. Who does not like this to go and meet Jesus? Go and meet Jesus. Go and tell God, say, they shouldn't be free. They should be my slave. They should be my servant. They should be, they should be under my captivity. And if you look at the captivity, they are always in see, this son, daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 38 years. Is it the number of years? That is to tell you how severe this thing is. Whom Satan bound for 38 years. Luke chapter 13, verse 15. Satan bound this woman for 38 years. Jesus has come to set her free. Now look at the number of years. For the Egyptian captivity, it was 430 years of slavery. At the end of it, God used Moses to grant them deliverance and brought them out of Egypt. Pharaoh wanted to put them back into slavery. He perished in the rest. He told Messiah, I will sing God to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and his riders have been thrown into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and their riders have been thrown into the sea. The horses and their riders have been thrown into the sea. They have been buried in the sea. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. The battle is the lost battle. The number of years of the captivity shows you that it shows how severe the captivity is. Then the next captivity was the Babylonian captivity for 70 years. 70 years of Assyrian Babylonian captivity. And at the end of the 70th year, they were freed. And then they came out of captivity. You see the number of years, 38 years, 70 years, 430 years. You see, it tells you how severe the captivity is. You know, wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places, satanic, demonic, you know, evil oppression held people down for that number of years. And even when God said, let them go free, Somebody said no. Yeah, no, going free. Hey, hey, some people will fight God, though. Hey, you will fight God. Probably Biafra, they want to be on their own also. Okay. Even if Biafra want to be on their own, you can still let them go. I know what I'm talking about. You can still let them go. Biafra have been crying day and night. They said they want to go. Biafra want to have their own country. They want to have... can you hold them back? Let me tell you this. When God intervenes, you can't do anything about it. When the matter becomes God, Pharaoh said, this is nothing but the finger of... Pharaoh confessed. He said, this is the finger of God. Even if the Afra want to be on their own, you have no right to hold them back. I know what I'm talking about. Did you create them? You created the Afra. You created Igbo. Did you create Igbo people? If they want to be on their own, leave them, let them go. Why will you hold people down? Eh? Okay, supposing Southern Nigeria say, we are no longer Nigeria. Southern Nigeria say, because of the way we have been treated, the Southern Nigeria is not Nigeria again. What will you do? Did you create Southern Nigeria? You see? So all these things going on, this is the spirit of oppression. This is the spirit of oppression. Satan is behind it. The devil himself is the one walking through these people to begin to act like this. And let me tell you, it has always ended in destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. One starts from Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler of Germany, he said that he must rule the whole world or he would destroy the whole world. Oh, yes, that's what Adolf Hitler was saying, the Adolf Hitler of Germany, because he promoted the Second World War, and this was the same thing. He said, Adolf Hitler, he said, I must rule the whole world or I will destroy it. But did Adolf Hitler create any world? Which world did he create that he want to rule by all means? He want to rule the whole world by all means. They thought it's a joke. But Adolf Hitler, because Germany was the richest country at that time, he got army, got equipment, got jet bombers, jet fighters, got every equipment, tanks and everything. And he started conquering the countries in Europe. He was conquering little countries in Europe. He went up to England. Eh? He went up to England. These people, Satan, they their head. Satan, devil, they their head. Huh. Adolf Hitler started conquering and conquering. He said he must rule the whole world or else he would destroy the whole earth. That is what he was saying. But at the end of it all, Adolf Hitler committed suicide. He did not rule the whole world. The same Adolf Hitler, he committed suicide. He did not rule the whole world. You see, this is how the whole thing ends. Each time, this is how it ends. You see, it always ends like this. You know, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. Don't follow the broad way of wickedness, the broad way of evil, the broad way of Satan, the broad way of killing people and destroying life and property, the broad way of sin, the broad way of ungodliness. The broad way of wickedness, killing the people of Ukraine, destroying life and property, bombing children. You go and bomb schools and throw missiles into schools and institutions of learning and kill children and kill sick people. Sick people that are in the hospital, you are killing them. This is the way of destruction. God did not send you to do that. You must repent or you will die in your evil. You will perish. You will be destroyed in hellfire. You will be in hellfire forever, burning because you are wicked. You did not repent. You allow Satan to use you. You are the oppressor. You are the Pharaoh of today. You are the one trying to hold people down into slavery. You want them to become your slaves. You want them to be in captivity. That's why you are killing them. You are killing them. And God will kill you in the name of Jesus. Either kill by the sword, must die by the sword. That's what the word of God says. The word of God must be fulfilled. The word of God must be fulfilled. Whosoever killed by the sword must also die by the sword. You are going to go and kill people. God will kill you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will kill you. And those people will be free. They will be free. Freedom is for them. Freedom is for Ukraine in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm going to pray now. Wherever you are in this part of the world, I'm praying that this freedom Jesus provided for you on Calvary Tree over 2,000 years ago, Jesus has come to set you free from sin, from sickness, from devil, from demon. Jesus has given you freedom on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood for the remission of your sins. Jesus has granted you freedom. Freedom from oppression. Freedom from depression. Freedom from witches and wizards. Freedom from sickness and disease. Freedom from dictators. People who are dictating. Freedom from murderers. Presidents who say they murderers. Presidents that are murderers. Murdering, killing people. They are murderers. God has come to deliver you from them. In the name of Jesus, God has given you freedom to live your own life and be free to worship God in spirit and in truth. Receive the anointing of freedom. Receive the power of freedom. Receive the grace of freedom. Receive the freedom that Jesus provided for you on Calvary. Receive the freedom that God provided for you. Receive the freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of the Lord sets you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has set you free from oppression, from dictators, from killers and murderers who call themselves president. God has delivered you and set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the freedom of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Please feel free to forward this message to as many. Email it, text it, tweet it, share it for all over the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Jesus loves you, and we love you, and we say freedom is for you. You are free indeed, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for joining us in this program, the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry. God bless you all for participating. Until next time, we're going to have another great time again. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Jesus set me free. I am free. I am free. Amen. Jesus set us free. We are free. We are free. Amen. Jesus set you free. You are free, you are free. Jesus set us free. I am free, I am free. Amen, Jesus set us free. We are free, we are free. Jesus set you free. You are free, you are free.